From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Castle. We're playing this week with Amy Dickinson, Tom Baudette, and Charlie Pierce. And here again is your host at the Chase Bank Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Carl. Thank you so much. Right now it's time for the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me Bluff, the listener game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play our game in the air. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hey, Peter. It's Pete Giorgio from Belmont, Massachusetts.
Hey, Belmont, Massachusetts. I used to hang out there quite a bit when I was younger.
I remember that.
You do?
Yeah, it was great.
Did you ever steal my lunch money?
That was my brother.
Oh, okay. What do you do there?
I am a management consultant.
So you're the guys who goes in and you can do it, and you say you could do it this way, you could do it that way, and either way you get paid.
Yep, but we say it very convincingly.
There you go. That's important. Well, Pete, welcome to the show. Now you're going to play the game in which you must try to tell truth from fiction. Carl, what is Pete's topic?
Can we back up the wheels of progress right over that thing?
Every day, some inventor markets something we're told we can't live without, and more often than not, yes, we can. This week, our panelists are going to read you three stories about unfortunate new technological leaps forward that make us want to huddle, frightened, right where we are. Guess the true story, you'll win Carl's voice on your home voicemail. Ready to go?
Yep, let's do it.
Let's do this thing. First up, let's hear from Amy Dickinson.
Trick or treat, smell my tweet. How often have you checked your social networking updates only to say to yourself, dang, I wish those tweets were smelly? Meet Ollie, a product that will let you match a computer update to a fragrance. You mount a little scent canister on your terminal, fill it with whatever smell you want, and when you receive a ping from your calendar, a tweet, or a Facebook post, it arrives in the form of a customizable scent. The company behind Ollie suggests it might be fun to match smells with the source of the update. They say to use essential oils, a piece of fruit, or even a drop of gin. Got a Facebook message from Grandma? Mix Gina Tay with Virginia Slims. Your college roommate's tweets could smell like Fresca and regret sex. And Uncle Buddy doesn't have to ask you to pull his finger anymore. Now he can do it remotely.
Smellable tweets coming perhaps to a computer near you. Your next story of something new and unwanted comes from Charlie Pierce.
The cash-strapped United States Postal Service is striking back against its primary enemy, email. The service will be introducing a new program called U.S. Mail, Old School for a New Age. In selected post offices around the United States, new computerized terminals shaped like old post office cages will be installed. They will speak to the customer in the voice of a crusty old clerk, as recorded by veteran actor Wilford Brimley. Customers will be able to create letters, postcards, and even design their own stamps. The electronically created mail will then be sent electronically at varying rates. A regular 49-cent letter will take 3 days. $2.50 gets you, quote, special delivery, which promises two-day service. And a $5 airmail letter will arrive within 24 hours of being dispatched. Why, you may be asking, would people pay to have something delivered by this service when they could do it at home instantly and for free? Good question, replied P.T. Schepfer, the postmaster in Portage, Wisconsin. It's the feel of the thing, the nostalgia and the anticipation of getting mail that we've lost in this age of instant communication. You can also buy a year's subscription to this service for $100, payable online.
All right, the post office offering email services that take just as long and are just as expensive is the real thing. And lastly, let's hear a story of a bad idea from Tom Baudette.
Billy Strauss had a dream, a very bad dream. A dream that changed his life and now can change yours. Strauss claims he's always had very good dreams, but an unbearably dark and distressing life. Then one night he had a dream so fraught with clowns, corpses, towering heights, and unspeakable perversions that he woke up feeling good about his pathetic life for the first time. In his efforts to reproduce the experience, he's produced Welcome to My Nightmare, a bedside low-frequency audio bad dream machine that whispers horrors into your sleeping head all night long. Heavy scraping doors, bootsteps, unintelligible voices, water streaming into a toilet, all designed to make you feel relief when you wake up. Is there anything to it? No, says Harvard professor Lynn Weinstein. One person's goats with melting telephones and featherbeds nightmare, to name one recent example of my own, is another person's erotica. I can't imagine this device will do much more than wet a few bed linens. Well, replied an undaunted Strauss, that's a good start.
All right. Here are your choices. One of these is a technical innovation you can actually go use right now. Is it from Amy Dickinson, a machine that will make your tweets smell individually and distinctly, presumably of the people who sent them? From Charlie Pierce, the post office are offering the chance to pay just as much money and enjoy just as poor service when you send your emails. Or from Tom, a machine that helps you experience the kind of nightmares that we've all dreaded. Which of these is the real story of a technological innovation?
Oh, man, to live in a world in which all of these were true, huh?
Wouldn't it be great?
It would be great. As much as I like Tom's version of nightmares, I think I'm going to have to go with number one.
You're going to go with number one, Amy's story tweets. Of the smelly tweets. All right, well, that's your choice then. Well, we actually spoke to one of the inventors of this thing.
If you want the smell of rotten eggs when your ex-girlfriend tweets at you, then you can have that.
That was Ben Radford. He, part of a company called Mint Foundry, one of the creators of Ollie, the smellable tweet device. Congratulations, you got it right. Well done.
Thank you.
We need a point for Amy. You've won our prize. Carol Castle will record the greeting in your home voicemail. Well done.
I can't wait.
Neither can we. Thank you so much for playing.
Thank you, Peter.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Just when it feels like none of it's real, suddenly the sweet smell of success, suddenly the sweet smell of success.